This call is being recorded.
Ready?
Or you could borrow one of theirs, unless you want to take them. We're going to have a lot of time to kill between this meeting and the next, so he forgot his board packet.
Okay, good afternoon. Welcome to the Cabazon Water District Finance and Audit Committee meeting for Tuesday, April 21st, 2026 at 5 p.m. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready? Begin. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Please be seated.
Director Melissa Carlin,
here.
Board Chair Terry Fincher,
here.
And General Manager James Clark,
here.
Okay. So we'll go under our financial tab. First, we have the balance sheet, which is, this is as of March 31st, 2026. So on line 5, we have the total cash and investments, which is our Chase account, our California Class account, our LAFE account, and then any cash that we have. That total balance was at $2.9 million at the month end. And then down on line 36, total liabilities, that was at $404,000, a little over $404,000 at month end. Any questions on this page?
Nope.
The budget actual as of March 31st, 2026. And the year-to-date is at 75%, so I'll just call out some that are way over, way under, and explain why. So first, for revenues, on line 5, we have the fire sales for water bills. That was at 115%. That's for the fire service lines. We had more water usage, I guess, for those, but also, actually, that's not why. It's because the rate change. The rate changed for the monthly service fee, and so we didn't anticipate for that when we made the budget last year, so I need to change this note. On line 7, we have basic facilities fees, which is for new service installations and meter upgrades. That's at 112% since we budgeted conservatively, but we did have 7 new 3/4 or 5/8 inch services and then 2 upgrades. So that's that. On line 13, miscellaneous non-operating income, we didn't budget anything for that line item because we don't know if anything's going to happen there. It's just for random non-operating income. But we did sell the 2022 Ford truck, and then the Elm Street property we also sold. So we didn't budget for those, so we put them in the miscellaneous non-operating income. And then on line 14, and actually we're going to bring up the Elm Street property sale later when we get to the regular board meeting stuff. On line 14, we have the interest income for investment accounts. We're at 91%. We budgeted pretty or lower than what actually occurred just because we didn't want to guess high and then have it be lower. So total revenues on line 17 is at 80%, so a little above what we budgeted for. And then on to expenses, on line 35, facilities, wells, transmission, and distribution, other, that's at 118%. It's mostly due to the work on the Almond Vault and then an installation of the main valve for the Bonita Vault. That was kind of included with just all of the Bonita Vault work, but we didn't have that item on the budget anymore, so we put it under this facilities, wells, T&D, other. On line 40, supplies and equipment, it's at 116%. That is mostly due to the purchase of bill forms, water bill forms, and envelopes. We shouldn't have any super huge purchases in this line item, so it shouldn't go much higher than that. On line 44, printings and publications, that was due to the GM job posting and the field crew worker job posting. That's going to stay where it's at. And then on to the next page, we have line 55, which is insurance, 95%. Last month we paid for the insurance for the rest of the year, for the general liability insurance for the rest of the year, so that shouldn't go up much higher. And that's all I got besides line 75, total expenses, which is at 70%, so a little bit under. And then our total net income is at $436,000. Not bad. Any questions?
No.
The last page is capital detail. I don't think much has happened here. Just for line 4, it says Bonita Pipeline Project, but as we voted on last month, that is going to be used for the SCADA for well 4 and well 2 repairs, which we're still waiting to get put on the schedule. So we did tell them we want the work done, but they're super busy, so they're...
Are we going to get it changed in here so it reads that way?
I can ask him to, yeah, if that's what
you
want.
Or at least make a note on here so that we know what it's for.
Because we just had the SCADA bill come in today, which ended up being $27,000, so it's a little under what we were expecting. And I was like, what do I put this towards? So I put it towards the Bonita Pipeline Project, but I'll ask him if he can add another.
At least we can. We know what we're doing.
Yeah.
If we make a note there.
Okay. That shouldn't be a problem since the board voted on it anyway, so. Okay. And then, I'm trying to think if there's anything else besides. I don't know, did you guys have any questions on this page?
No.
Okay. Not much has changed. We started working on the budget for next year, so we had our first meeting last week, and then we had some questions we needed to answer for him. And then he'll bring the preliminary budget to you guys. Is it next? Yeah, in May, just to you two, and then in June we'll bring it to the whole board.
It's already the end of the year again.
I was like, no, it's 2 months. Nope, it's next month already.
All right, well, let's adjourn to check signing. Oh, wait, public have any comment?
No. Okay.
507.